everybody, and welcome to the 108th episode of the Weekly Ringer. As always, I am your host, the Commodore, and today I'm going to talk to you about a topic from last time that was fairly well represented among the commenters and the people that answered the question this week. Regarding anime, and more specifically the connection with anime and video games, which has always vexed me, but did so even more since I went to Con Bravo this past month. So I'm going to wrap up that conversation, and as we always do in the Weekly Ringer, I'll give you what I think is the best or my favorite comment from the week among those of you that answer the questions in the comments. And then I'm going to give you my own opinion, and I will ask you a question for next week. Next week's question is going to be similarly about video game culture, specifically about pro gaming in specific. So stay tuned for that. All right, so last time I asked you guys about why it is that anime and video games seem to be grouped together so often, something I really didn't understand. Still kind of don't. There's a lot of different reasons for it. I got a lot of good responses, and I thought about this one quite a bit, trying to think about why anime and video games seem to be so closely related. Seems like wherever you go, if you find one, you're going to find the other, and it doesn't really matter which way you paint that. Whether you find video games, you seem to find anime, and whether you find anime, you seem to find video games. So I'm going to go straight into what is part of my favorite comment for the week. This one comes from Lupusillo. Lupusillo says, "It's the coincidental product of advertising as well as the social stereotype which assume that both anime and video games have a strong cult-like geek following. So it's natural to the society as a whole to lump those two things together." And I thought that was pretty insightful. In other words, it seems that it's almost coincidental that video games and anime kind of reside in the same place. It's really more about kind of a marketing play or even an advertising play. In other words, they're targeted towards the same kinds of people. And as a result, things kind of just cross-pollinate from there. It has nothing to do with the media in particular. They don't necessarily lend themselves to each other for any particular reason, except for the fact that they appeal to similar audiences. I think that's a great perspective. Not sure I share it. But what I did do was put together, I thought it was a great comment though, what I did do was put together a little bit of a short list that summarizes, I think, why most people would say they are related. Some of these, I think most of these came up in the comments, but just wanted to put them out there. Number one, they come from the same place. Interesting thought, except I don't think that's really right. You know, video games largely are an American phenomenon to begin with, and then kind of become invigorated or reinvigorated by the Japanese in the 80s. So you have a whole decade or even more, depending on what you count as the invention of video games, of really American and Western dominance of video games, and then kind of this kind of awakening from all the other games that were already going on in Japan, and then obviously explosiveness. So you could argue that necessarily anime kind of became popular at the same time that, and I mean worldwide, as video games became popular worldwide. And at that moment, yes, they did happen to be Japanese dominated. But I think it's hard to argue that these things are interrelated just because they both have strong ties to Japan. Maybe I'm wrong, but seems kind of far-fetched for me. Two, they both became popular at the same moment, and therefore, coincidentally, they are interrelated as a result. So the same audience kind of grew up with them, and now they respect them. I don't think that's probably true. You know, coincidence might absolutely be at fault here, but I'm not sure that that's going to be the coincidence. When I go to these kinds of conventions, I sit down with people and talk to folks. I see anime fans that are way, way younger than me, and I've seen a lot of anime fans that are a lot older than me as well. You also find, coincidentally, the same thing with video games. Sometimes video gamers are very, very young, even those that appreciate some of the same stuff we do here at the Clan of the Grey Wolf, with some of the retro games that we all enjoy and love. And I've seen some gamers that are much, much older than I am at these conventions really enjoying video games as they have, obviously, for years and years and years, not just because their son or daughter happens to be in it, But like me, I think someday, probably just because I've been into it all my life. Third, there are eight. Both of these media are aimed at the same age range. Nah, you know, I think that's probably true. We suffer in America, and I think really at large in the world, except for a place like Japan, where video games have a stigma of being targeted toward the young and being a medium only enjoyed by the young. I think it's one of the things holding video games back in this country and really largely the Western world. But in Japan, that's not the case. Similarly with anime, you could make the argument. Same thing here. Anime is really seen as kind of a younger generational thing and not something that adults do. In Japan, that's not really the case at all. So maybe this is just kind of a cultural difference that's coming in the same way. Fourthly, they both involve a lot more fantasy, and so they simply share an audience. So there's a deep amount of fantasy in both of these media that that somehow require greater amounts of imagination, and therefore they have a similar audience. They group together because the medium themselves, those mediums themselves, have a much greater emphasis on fantasy than others. Interesting thought. Not sure I agree with that one either. Fifth and finally, anime conventions were around before video game conventions, and therefore, well, video games and became celebrated at anime conventions, and therefore those things are interrelated. Again, not sure that's the case. There have been Star Wars conventions and Star Trek conventions for a long, long time. It's not difficult to go to a Star Wars or Star Trek convention, see a lot of video games or even a lot of anime. It seems that they kind of carry similar audiences. Here is my perspective, and it's one that's more creative in nature. I talked about it here, which is that both of these media require a fair amount of fantasy. Now, in certain cultures, relinquishing your grasp of reality and engaging in fantasy is seen as infantile. To a certain extent, I think that makes sense, right? There are younger ways to incorporate and to become involved with a medium. And if all you watch are, you know, Dora the Explorer, then that's all you have any access to, then you're going to think all the cartoons are Dora the Explorer. They're there to teach you about the world, and they're very much aimed at a young audience. However, that's not the only case. There are plenty of cartoons that are for older folks, and I think that older folks can appreciate, which means that it's really more about us than it is about the medium per se. However, I think if you look through different forms of media, books, you know, television shows, you know, the big screen in general, really all these different kinds of mediums and these forms of artistic creativity, they all involve a certain amount of relinquishment from reality. We call it the suspension of disbelief and engagement in flights of fantasy. Now, flights of fantasy and flights of fancy can be as simple as watching an action movie and seeing something explode and saying that wouldn't really happen in real life, but man, that was cool. That could be that simple. Not a lot of people would consider that infantile or only something that kids enjoy. But you get into something like cartoons, you get into something like video games, and for some reason, they involve a lot more fantasy. It's much more fantastical, I think, to get involved with them. When I was younger, it was much more about trying to get fantastically involved, you know, with something that was very much abstract. You have these little tiny sprites on camera or on screen, and you're supposed to kind of imagine that they're real people. That involves a tremendous amount of imagination, much more than it does to watch somebody on screen. And to take from that. So I think of all of the different ways of expression that I can think of, video games and anime happen to be kind of at the top of the list, or maybe even close to the top of the list of what the flights of fancy involve need to be in order to appreciate them. And I think that coincidentally, that's why they share a common audience. You're going to go to, it's not uncommon to say that, hey, Star Wars and video games happen to be linked. It's not that they're linked inextricably, but they share a common audience. They are liked by the same kinds of people. The people that really engage with Star Wars and fantasy, I think, would also engage very well with video games and fantasy. So they just happen to reside in the same place. That's just my opinion. Maybe you have a different one. That's fine. Let me know. Tweet me at It's the Commodore. I'd love to know what you think. But also, you know, leave a comment at clanofthegreywolf.com. We'd love to hear what you have to say. On to the question for next week. I was thinking about this. I saw a really cool documentary that all of you should watch. It's all for free on YouTube. You can watch it right now, called The Smash Brothers. Very much has to do with the prominent rise of Smash Brothers Melee as the kind of de facto standard for all Smash Brothers playing and competitive Smash Brothers play. Fascinating documentary. Terrible voiceover and dictation and narration. Terrible. But everything else about it is pretty damn good, and I think you'll all enjoy it. But here's a question that came to mind that I want to ask you guys for next time here on the Weekly Ringer. Leave all your comments in response to this question. Should gaming be a sport? That's the question for next time. Leave your comments at clanofthegreywolf.com. Thank you for watching. As always, I am the Commodore from the Clan of the Grey Wolf, and there is no reset button.